is, as they prophesied, they prospered. Book of Revelation chapter 19 says that the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Okay, so all of us carry the testimony of Jesus. I want to admonish you not to allow the world to lock you into just a bunch of facts. I don't deny facts. Facts are facts. But truth is truth. I'll say it all the time. Truth will always supersede fact. Amen. I said truth will always supersede facts. Facts can be like an airplane on a runway that can't take off. But truth is that same airplane on that runway, and truth is what gives it the thrust to rise up above. And Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. And he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set. And he took up the stones of that place and put them for his pillows and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land. For I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. And Jacob awaked out of his sleep, and he said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. And he was afraid and said, how dreadful is this place? This is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. And Jacob rose up early in the morning and took the stone that he had put for his pillows and set it up for a pillar and poured oil upon the top of it. And he called the name of that place Bethel. The name of the city was called Luz at the first. And Jacob vowed a vow, saying, if God will be with me and will keep me in this way that I go, and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God. And this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be God's house, and of all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give the tenth unto thee. Okay, now I want you to go with me to chapter 32, and just laying a foundation here, chapter 32 of the same book, Genesis, and starting at verse 22. And he rose up that night and took his two wives and his two women servants and his 11 sons and passed over the ford Jabbok. And he took them and sent them over the brook and sent over that he had. And Jacob was left alone. And there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. And Jacob asked him and said, tell me, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name? And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of that place Peniel. For I've seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. And as he passed over Peniel, the sun rose upon him, and he halted upon his thigh. And he halted, or he was limping as he walked. Say it with me again. Say purpose.
Purpose.
The turning point. Now we understand to some degree the nature of Jacob from the time that he was born until the time of his encounter or the dream that he had in Genesis chapter 28 in Bethel. Jacob being what we call a supplanter, a con man, a trickster, a borderline thief. But he was all that. But from his birth, there was a prophetic utterance over him. Jacob was a prophetic child. But like many of us, he went through a bunch of stuff. You know, sometimes you're being special. When you grew up, when you were growing up, you went through a bunch of stuff because there's something, I use the word special, about you. And because of that speciality, because of that uniqueness, you went through a bunch of stuff. I had someone tell me that in a prophetic word once. Then, you know, as I got to thinking back, I said, you know, I did go through a whole bunch of stuff. I thought it was just me messing up. And some of it was. But some of it was because of what you were carrying. And the enemy knew what you were carrying. You know, he tried to destroy Jesus from conception. As a matter of fact, the devil, when Moses was born, he thought he might be the one. So he was out to kill all the male children. But could very well be that you've suffered something, not for wrongdoing necessarily, but because of the uniqueness that God has placed upon your life. Well, Jacob was one of these guys. But here in this encounter with the angel, in one place it says a man, but it was an angelic host. I want you to see something here, because here, as it pertains to purpose, is where everything starts to turn. You know, there can be a whole bunch of stuff around the corner that's glorious, but you don't see it till you get to the corner. And you can be saying, Lord, when, Lord, when? And the Lord's saying, just get to the corner. As soon as you get to the corner, you'll see. But you don't see it now. But when you get to the corner, there's a turning point. And I want you to see this, because this will help someone to a great degree. Jacob, when he wrestled with the angel, and this, someone say, this is how God works. Jacob, when he wrestled with the angel, he was encountered at the very point where he was strong. You know, the enemy tries to get us where we're weak. Follow me. God, when things are going to turn for us, many times he will encounter us where we are strong. Come on. The enemy is always trying to get you where you're weak, where you slack up in that. God, when a turning point is coming, when change is imminent, when breakthrough is on the horizon, when God's about to do a transformational shift, he'll encounter you where you're strong. This is where he encountered Jacob. Jacob was encountered at the very point where he was strong. Remember, he was, when he came out of the womb, he was holding on to Esau. Huh? He had him by the heel. Now, think about it. Jacob's life with Laban, with Esau, with all the stuff that he did, even though he was a con man, he was a good con man. Come on. In other words, he was successful. He was getting over. Read the story of Jacob. When he came out, he was holding on to Esau's heel. His life had been a constant and successful struggle with adversaries. Everybody he struggled with, he got over on them. Now Laban tricked him, because he was a trickster. Laban tricked him and gave him Leah instead of Rachel. But Jacob said, hey, 14 years, ain't no problem. 7 years, no problem. He hung around and got Rachel. But then he did that thing with the stalks and the all and got all of Laban's cattle. He had the last laugh. Jacob always got over. All his adversaries in this life, he always got over. He was successful in every struggle. You read it. Got the birthright from Esau. Held on to his heel. You know, got his mother to agree with him. Remember, he put on the hairy stuff and smelling like outdoors and that. And his father gave him, blessed him. Esau came in and said, I already blessed you. Jacob gone with the blessing. Now, when that angel touched his thigh, the thigh is the pillar of a man's strength. Its joint, and its joint with the hip, is the seat of physical force for a wrestler. You know, people that wrestle understand this. When they wrestle, that the core and the thighs, hamstring, all that's the place of force and strength. When the thigh bone is thrown out of joint, a person is completely or utterly disabled.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed. Visit our website at www.trbanks.com.